Washington. Now, here's the thing that I was thinking. I read it in the paper, and I hear it on the news. President Clinton nominates this person for a post. And it looks like it's going to be perfect. You know, nowadays you got to nominate people for everything but what they... I mean, you got to make sure you're politically correct. You got enough this kind of people in this position, this kind of people in that position. It's kind of wacky, actually. You got to laugh. You do have to laugh. So when he nominates Gagnier, name's too hard to say. That was a strike right there anyway. Mrs. Lonnie Gagnier, Gunnier, however we're saying it, he nominates her for the job. And then they find out, hey, look at all this stuff she wrote years gone by. I mean, it'd be high. I mean, the conservatives will be all over you on that. So he looks at it and he thinks, oh, my God, that's the last thing I need is another fiasco in his campaign. So he calls her up. Can you imagine how this conversation went? He calls her up, Lanny. Hi, it's Bill Clinton. You know I nominated you for the big job in the Justice Department, but I got to thinking, some of the stuff you've written, even though I think you're right for the job, some of the stuff you've written is going to be hard for me to defend. And so if you would do me a favor and help out my administration, please say you decline the nomination. Okay? And then she said, I will not decline. If you don't want me to run, you got to take the nomination back. And he said, Lonnie, I can't take it back. Makes me look like an idiot. Looks like I nominated you, and then someone said, oh, by the way, you know what she stands for? Now I got to take it back. Makes it look like I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I nominated you. And frankly, I didn't. Someone said, hey, Lonnie Grenier, Gugnier, whatever the name is. I said, okay, I nominate her. Now I find out you're for all these things that some people may find questionable. So if you wouldn't mind, say you just decline. And she said, I will not decline. Now, he invites her to the White House Oval Office to talk about it face to face. And here's where the poop flies. They get in the Oval Office, close the door, and she says, Mr. Clinton, I can't believe. Now, we don't know exactly what they said. All we know is she didn't want to decline it, so he finally had to say, you're not running. You're out of here. It was probably, she probably said something like, I believe in these things. I wrote them, and I believe them. And the country would be better with those things. And President Clinton said, well, you know, I probably agree with you on that, but frankly, it's going to be hard to get your approval, and the press will eat me alive, the Republicans will have me for dinner, so do me a personal favor and decline the nomination. And she said, I refuse, I can push it through, let me speak up for myself. And the next thing you know, he's like, come on, don't make me take it away from you. And after that, I'm sure the conversation just descended. He probably just lost it. He leapt over the desk again.
Lying piece of sack of slut trash cans, dumbest dirtbag.
All right, settle out. And then she probably was like, well, I don't have to take that from you. And then next thing you know, pictures are falling off the desk. So, obviously, we don't know what they said in there, but obviously he asked her to decline the nomination. She refused, so he had to withdraw the nomination, ending up with still another egg between the eyes. I mean, I don't know if the president's a drinking man, but if ever there was a man that's entitled to have him a stiff belt after that. You know, did you see that press conference? He came out of there with a hollow look in his eye. She wasn't going to roll over and play dead there. She's a thinking woman in a position of responsibility. She didn't even need the nomination. Now she's thrust into the limelight. He wants to take it back. I wouldn't believe the president if he just sat up there in his study. Hillary, I ain't taking calls. Stay the hell out of my room. Chelsea, go play with the damn cat. If he just kicked his door shut, opened a bottle of Jim Beam, and tilted it back. Slug after slug. No ice. No glass. Can you imagine if ever there was a man who might be entitled to take a little sip? Someone say he brought it on himself. He should have read all these things before he issued the nomination. Yeah, but there comes a time when you just need a drink. A drink wouldn't be nice. A drink wouldn't be fun. You just need a drink. Hi, it's Grease. You made it. What's up?
Grease!
Yeah!
How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. Listen, good. I got a problem.
What's that?
I need you to help me out.
Yeah.
I had a Memorial Day barbecue.
Yes, yes.
And my best buddy got engaged over the weekend.
Yes.
So then he comes over, and, you know, after a few beers, we sat down, and I said, well, let me turn down the music. I'm going to have a toast for him. So we stopped the music, hoist our glasses, and I toast the wrong girl. I toasted his old girlfriend.
You mean he's engaged to marry a new one?
Yes. And I don't see her that much. That's what it is. And the other one I saw...
So, like, instead of saying, here's to Debbie, you said, here's to Brenda.
Exactly.
Oh.
I said, here's to Gary and Sue. It was supposed to be Gary and Holly.
Oh, my God. So what, was there a dead silence over the crowd?
Dead silence. I didn't even know, because I didn't even know I did it. I'm sitting there looking at everybody, and they're giving me strange looks. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I looked at my buddy Gary, and he goes, you toasted the wrong one. And I just felt like a heel. And this weekend, I'm going to see him again. I just don't know what to do, you know?
Well, this is one of those things that as the years go by, you'll just always laugh about, you know, provided you get over this initial hurdle. You'll just always laugh about it. Hopefully it didn't cause a big battle when they got home.
I don't think so. At least
hopefully she didn't drive back saying, yeah, you'll always be recognized as being with Sue instead of with Holly.
I certainly felt like a heel, Grease.
Yes, and well, you should have. Before you make any of these toasts again, get the names right, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, see you later.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease. How you doing?
Grease, hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
I live in New Jersey, all right? And first of all, my whole family loves you. They think you're great.
Thank you.
And now, Governor Florio, the governor of New Jersey, when he was elected, he promised to stop ocean dumping.
Yeah?
Now, starting last Tuesday, and he's up for re-election in November.
Yeah.
They started dumping toxic dredge spoils 6 miles off the beach.
Wow. Toxic dredge spoils.
Yeah, like Agent Orange, PCBs.
Man, oh man.
You've been to New Jersey, right?
Yes.
You know, like, Port Newark and Elizabeth and all that
area?
So
you mean to tell me we're going to have, like, 90-foot flounder out there?
We're going to have, like, fish with 6 heads.
Man. Well, you know, I can't get on them too bad, because, you know, we're all in the boating community ever so slightly guilty. Now, you realize that, you know, they passed this holding tank law.
Yeah, I know this holding. We have a boat, too.
And, I mean, how ridiculous can you be? Back in the old days when you could just take a massive and it shot over the side, it would go over the side in little biodegradable 8-pound packages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead, they passed this holding tank law where you've got to collect 300 gallons worth of massives. And you're not going to drive 10 miles offshore to dump that. Hell no. You look around, ain't nobody hit the button. So instead of letting out an 8-pound massive go, you let out 300 pounds everything you dumped that ate in the last 6 weeks. You already hit the gate. You know, you're coming back at night. I mean, can you say, oh, holding tank's full? Great. Let's drive 15 miles offshore in 40-foot seas just so we can dump this. The hell no. You look around. Honey, anybody around? So you see, the do-gooders sometimes are do-badders inadvertently. You have a boat with a holding tank?
Yes, we do.
What, do you go 30 miles offshore to dump it, or you go to a pump-out station?
We don't know.
Yeah, see that? You're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you're hitting the whole 30-gallon, the whole 300-gallon load all in one spot. It's kind of nice, actually. I thank all the do-gooders for putting us in. That way, if you have a bad treatment at a marina somewhere,
yeah.
You know, if people don't treat you right there,
let it go.
Before you leave. Hideous, the most hideous. You think the Exxon Valdez left a slick? Wait till you see this one. You don't want to see this one. Oh, God, strings, everything, nasty. I tell you what, let me take a break, and then we'll come back and do a good ship, Grease. Speaking of the environment and how much we take out of it, if you can linger longer, I'll take you out on 57 feet of sleek fiberglass. My telephone is number 1-800-544-9294. Stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.